Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Tana Talk Soccer Podcast. I have a true story to tell you guys. I just recorded this episode and I just found out that the audio was for some reason messed up. So I am re-recording it for you guys. So please like, share and subscribe, and also rate this podcast. It is very, very important to me that you rate it. Your honest opinions though, you know, I'm not telling you that you just have to put, it's very fantastic, it's very lovely, the host is so beautiful and eloquent and good at his job. I mean, these are the things you should put, but I'm not saying you should put that, you get me, but just your honest opinion, even though I know this is kind of what you think about me. But right into it, we saw Tottenham lose at home for the first time, or anywhere actually, in the Premier League this season. First loss of the season. Ange Postecoglou's Tottenham Hotspur have had a very, very, very fantastic start for a team that their logo is a chicken on a ball, or for any team at all. Fantastic start, right? First loss. They're down to second now in the Premier League. But that's not what I'm here to talk about, though. I'm here to talk about Ange Postecoglou's comments post-game. Of course, two red cards were given, and there was a lot that happened in that game. So that, of course, is ring, ring. Who's on the phone? It's me, Controversy. You know, whether the referees get it right or wrong, doesn't matter. Two red cards in the game, be sure that's going to be the talk of the game, the talk of the town. And Ange, of course, couldn't escape those questions about it. I am here just to wholeheartedly disagree with this man and what he said about this. Because he said things to the... What's this word? My goodness, what's this word? Where's my English going? What's this word? Whatever. He said things that kind of insinuated... This is not what I wanted to say, though. But yeah, you know, you just have to improvise because you're recording. What can you say? You know, he can't stay here forever. To the, like, things that kind of meant that, like, you know, he grew up in an era or in a time where he was, or not even about his time, he was just basically afraid of referees, and they were basically like policemen, and feels like managers should stick to coaching, you know what I'm saying? And also feels like the position of the referee is diminishing, which is not good, you know, and it feels like they should have that authority, and it feels that the authority is waning. Now, I understand him, and I generally do respect with him that position should always be respected, because that's what decides what happens on the pitch. But I also have a counter for him, and I say that it is respected, because when last did you see a situation in the top flight where, for example, a player was sent off and he didn't go off, or he was given a red card and instead to fight the referee because he feels that he was hard done by and his emotions got the better of him, or when a manager is given a red card and he doesn't go to the stands, or is given a match ban and doesn't stay in the stands, or sorry, go to the dressing room or whatever. So I think on surface level they do respect it, but respect doesn't mean agreeing with every decision, especially when your track record is not good. You know, to whom much is given, much is demanded. You know, they have technology now of the highest order and they still manage to get it wrong every single week. I am Nigerian, right? And even though my viewers are from, I don't know, everywhere, luckily for me, I have people who view my stuff, who read my website from all around the world. And I don't know how much anyone knows about Nigeria, even though most of my listeners are Nigerian. But For those of you who don't, Nigeria is, of course, a very massive, diverse, beautiful country in its own way, but there's a million and one things wrong as well, or a billion and five things, if I'm being more accurate. And at the forefront of that is, of course, poor leadership and corruption, you know. And it's like Nigerians every day are suffering, and so much is happening, so much is going wrong. A lot of Nigerians are being bullied and maimed and deprived of human rights by the political class. And this is not even only exclusive to Nigeria. This happens basically in so many other countries all around the world. It's like, what happens, you know? A lot of the political class just oppress and steal and steal and what's the other thing called? Steal. And Ange Postecoglou is coming to say, this is the government. You have no right to complain about this. You should be scared of them. No, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. That's not how it works, mate. If you were scared of them, then I think... I don't know if I should say this. Maybe you're a bit of a sissy. Maybe, like, this is not how it should be. It's a you thing. And that's all right. That's all right. I used to be scared of Santa Claus growing up. Ask my mommy, she will tell you. So that's all right. Every man to his own, each to his own. So if you're scared of referees, I was scared of Santa Claus, and I don't know what you guys were scared of, but it happens. But I wouldn't come to say, you must be scared of Santa Claus, because I went, nah, that's my business. And I kept to my business up until now that Ange has made me bring it out to the public. Damn it. Anyway, back to his comments. These referees have a track record of being so incompetent. So why should they be, I don't know, why should we just shut up? And because once again, people respect their decisions, because whatever they give stands, it does stand. People don't like, the fans, like, nothing happens. Like, that's the point. Nothing actually happens. Like, whatever they give stands. So that's respect, in my opinion. But you cannot cheat teams who a lot rides on this, because for players, for managers, for everyone, you know, performances matter. If a player is not playing well consistently, he will be dropped, unless you're Antony and your manager is Ten Hag. But in other situations, you'll be dropped. If manager results don't go well, the teams don't win and they're losing, the managers will be fired. Just make no mistakes, right? When you talk about pressure, it is all of top flight football. It's not just exclusive to the big clubs, because if you guess what, apart from Chelsea, the big clubs are kind of a bit more stable manager-wise, and of course Tottenham. Chelsea and Tottenham, they're the ones. But if you look at small clubs, yeah, the ones have been chopping and changing, because no one wants to go down. Like, there's a lot of clubs that have had like 7 managers in the last 7 years or 6 years. It's insane. The pressure on the top flight across board is insane. And there's teams that have been cheated out of it. These points matter to everyone. These points do. Because in a game like Tottenham, and maybe Man City win the season by a point, you know. Of course, there's a lot that went into and a lot of things happened, but if you just want to be simplistic, Liverpool were denied a clear goal. A very clear goal. It's cheated them out of a result that was potentially destiny changing. So the power in the hands of the referees are so much, and they're just too incompetent to have the power. I have been a big advocate of VAR since 2012. I've waited season in, season out, for this video assistant referee to come, because the incompetence in the Premier League has been going on for a very long, long time. And I've been waiting, because I just felt like they know the rules. Of course, they're referees. Like, bro, like, but what do you do with your day? I mean, if you're eating your breakfast, you're reading the rule book, like, you graduated from rule book university or something. Like, that's your job. You know what I'm saying? That's your job. And it's very surprising that even the beer parlor pundit, the pub pundit, knows and says things on the pitch that the referees absolutely get wrong, even with the help of technology. It's insane. You heard Mike Dean on Sky the other day saying that the on-field referee got it wrong, and him as the VAR didn't call the referee to the monitor because he wanted to save the referee's face. He didn't want to undermine him. Is this some ego kind of competition, or I don't know. Dear Ange Postecoglou, respect is reciprocal. Why should you respect an institution that has clearly shown they lack integrity, intentionally dishonest? because if you wanted to pin it only on incompetence, that is more than enough reason not to respect them. The fate of managers, teams, clubs, finances rests in your arms. So incompetence is not good enough. Apart from weathermen, referees are the only people who face absolutely no consequence for being absolutely terrible at their jobs. None whatsoever. And even apart from incompetence, wow, I was about to say competence on Premier League referees. No, I'm dramatic. But even apart from the incompetence, we talk about dishonesty and lack of integrity, as Mike Dean has proven. If any other person thought it was a bit of a conspiracy, Mike Dean just proved that it isn't. It isn't a conspiracy. It is facts. He saw something, knew that the on-field official got it wrong, and intentionally decided to let it slide. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you call that? No, say. I want to hear. What do you call that? And these are the people that should be unequivocally agreed with no resistance. Because you cheat managers, you cheat players, and they're not allowed to express their feelings. It's a dictatorship. It is. So, dear Ange, I know, like, you're bringing this whole old school football, this is how it should be, blah, 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 blah. A lot of the old pros are hailing you, real football, man, da, 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 da. Why are you guys okay with a lack of accountability? Trust me, if Premier League referees were somehow like good and consistent, the reality that we face is every week we're presented with controversial decisions. It is not good enough. Like, can we just talk about football being played? Can we talk about how Richarlison and Saka and, I don't know, Højbjerg and Eberechi Eze and Olise or whatever, Koyate, how they did this, how Roy Hodgson did this, how Ange Postecoglou's Highland was abysmal.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Normally abysmal. Like, let's come out of games talking about football. I miss it. But week in, week out, the referees are the absolute stars of the show. They are on the front covers. They make the headlines. Who says Mo Salah is the face of the Premier League? He's not. He isn't. It's the referees. They are the face of the Premier League. And that's insane. The honesty and integrity of the game has been compromised, proven by decisions we see on pitch week in, week out, that the referees get wrong, even the very obvious ones. Now, how do you explain a professional referee not calling his counterpart to the monitor when he sees his counterpart has factually gotten it wrong? Because, yeah, it doesn't want to embarrass him or what? How do you explain a referee in the replay room, whatever, not calling the right call, not making the right call, not knowing the on-field decision in the first place, and telling the referee, yeah, correct call? I'm referring to Louis Diaz versus Tottenham Hotspur. When the audio was released, we heard that the video assistant referee said, correct. Even though they had just established that it was offside, when the replay, the guys in charge of replay, who's not a referee by the way, was the one telling them, guys, what are you saying? It is offside. And it's like, yeah, good. It's all good. You didn't, like, aren't you watching the game? Did you go to grab a scone and an ice cream or donuts when the game was going on? Don't you know what is happening? Are these the people that are not supposed to be challenged? Sounds like a dictatorship to me, mate. The mate was intentional. I don't know if you know what I did there. Anyway, yeah. Like, so I'm not having that. I'm really not. I'm sorry, Ange. Like, there's some old school stuff in football that I agree, yeah, should come back. Football was better that way. But not a lack of transparency, accountability, and quite clearly integrity. It is corrupt. They are corrupt. And we cannot encourage it because people suffer. You know, and this is not even to encourage, for example, betting, by the way. But I saw the guy who lost so much money. How much was it? Like 100 grand or something? You know, with the Luis Diaz to score. That was the only thing. I think Luis Diaz actually scored. Not encouraging betting. But the point is, across all birds, millions of people around the world, there's so much consequences from the people at the club, the owners, the players, the blah, 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 the coach, you know, to fans in different ways. It's costing people all around the world, and you should just shut up and agree with it, you know. I'm not having that, bro. I'm really not. They're corrupt, as Mike Dean has confirmed. It is corrupt, it is incompetent. And anyone who's followed me a bit knows that I kind of love to cut people some slack, because I'm generally, like, in real life, I'm an understanding person. That's who I am. So anyone who knows me personally can confirm this. However, that now also, like, kind of translates into the way I analyze football. I'm kind of more patient. I'm not very quick to praise, and I'm also not very quick to absolutely slate and destroy. I love to see more, gather more evidence, and be more calm about it. And I grew up watching a lot of refereeing shows, I really took interest in that part of football, as in almost every part of football, because I love the game. And there was a lot of things that were involved in it, and I kind of always try to explain referees' point of views to people, even when they got it wrong, in terms of, like, not being able to get around to get that line of vision, that angles, apart from knowing the rules, the angles, your work rate, and the angles, the ability to, just like a striker, the ability to read space and interpret where you should be to be able to get that front review to the incident that's happening, is basically what refereeing is all about, you know. And a lot of them are lazy in their movement sometimes. It's not their fault, something just happens and they just can't get it. There's a body between them and the action that just happened, and they've guessed so many times in the past. Sometimes got it right, sometimes got it wrong. Because it's like, yeah, a decision is there to be made. However, with the VAR, it is just inexcusable. So that's why you cannot even call them any slack runner, because there's literally technology that shows you this thing from even different angles if you want. Slow motion, fast motion, all kinds of motion, whatever. Like, you can literally see what happened there. And you're a ref. Literally, it's your job, bro. Like, you went to ref university. Like, you should know the rules. And if something is in front of you, again, like, how can you say you know 1 + 1 = 2 when I'm like, 1 + 1, what is it? 1 + 1, come on, Tana, what is it? And I'm like, you say again, 1 + 1 is, and I'm like, it's 502. And you're like, no. It's difficult. No, it's not. Like, you should know that. Like, you should know it. It's stonewall and you're seeing replays. So in a world where the controversy and wrong decisions and cheating and lies and corruption of the Premier League, as I have proven that, see, I'm not just throwing accusations. We've seen it. The incompetence, the lack of integrity from Magdina in the press. Because mind you, Magdina saying this on Sky Sports and coming back the next day, I'm like, why is everyone getting outraged? Now imagine what he's not said. This is what he said in public. So what happens behind, what happens that has not been said? What has not been said? Of course, way scarier stuff. So like, it used to be like a conspiracy before, but it's proven. He's gone on to prove it, you know? And if the incompetence, cheating and everything wasn't happening on a weekly basis and was a rarity, I would still criticize, but I would cut them some slack. You know, I will cut them some slack. But it so happens that every single week, that's what we discuss. The Premier League referee getting it wrong. The Premier League Association referees issuing apologies. The guy who writes that thing will be tired by now. His hand will be paining him. Because I'm sure when they employed him, in his JD, he was like, come, okay, you know, the amount of hours you have to put into your work, the amount of work you have to do, you know, you just calculate, it's fine, like, you know, I just have to release statement here and there. But bro is typing letters every week. Like, this is not what he planned for, you know what I'm saying? He was thinking that his Sundays would be a bit less calm, you know, he would just chill with friends or whatever, and then he has to be in the office typing. I feel bad for him. Every week. And these are the people that should not be challenged. Really, is that what you're advocating for, really? In the grand scheme of things, in the world, in life, even outside of football, authority should be there, of course. Without authority, the world is mayhem. You know what I'm saying? If there were no rules, then what stops person A from just going into a bank, taking money? I mean, people do it anyway, but there's a high risk because you're going to be caught and possibly jailed or whatever, you know? Maybe or maybe not. So authority should exist, of course, but there should also be accountability. You know, I'm from a country where leaders lack accountability, and it's crazy. It's not done anyone any good. I wish there was accountability. I wish there was consequences for stealing $5 million from the public purse. I wish there was. You know, so Ange, what are you really advocating for? Nah. And I know you enjoyed this. So please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you very much. Have a lovely day. I know you're wondering, has this ended? No, I'm still here because you haven't done what I just said you should do. Do it now. All right. Thank you. Good boy. Good girl. Bye-bye.
Be number one, Tana Talk Soccer Podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.